Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Oliver and Alana with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a 3-car crash in Brisbane has left 10 people injured and one person dead. The crash reportedly occurred around 9:40 p.m. on Sunday night when a van slammed into one Honda and a Hyundai from behind. The collision has left 10 people hospitalised and the occupant of the Honda dead. Queensland police have declared that investigations are still ongoing and urge anyone who may have witnessed the collision to come forward. Also in local news, a recently discovered stonefish toxin has been revealed to combat parasitic worms. According to researchers in far north Queensland, toxin extracted from a stonefish could reportedly kill parasitic gastrointestinal worms while leaving mammal cells unharmed. A PhD candidate at James Cook University has said, "This toxin is completely different from the venom in both its composition and its function." If successful, researchers are hoping to expand in the future to see if the toxin will remain harmless to mammals in other animals. In national news, a bushfire in central Victoria came within 100 metres of private property on Sunday. Fire authorities confirmed they lost control of a planned fire on Friday, which grew to 300 hectares on Sunday. Victoria Chief Fire Officer Chris Hardman said the fires were successfully put out despite low humidity and winds picking up. One resident stated, "Most of my neighbours have been watering their gardens all last night and all day today to wet down their house or prevent spot fires." Although fire behaviour has decreased, communities have been advised to remain on high alert and monitor changing conditions.
Also in national news, Tanami Gold Mine is building the deepest shaft in Australia, increasing the gold production. The Tanami Desert is 500 kilometres north of Alice Springs and serves as a five-fold town for miners. The mine currently produces more than 11 tonnes of gold a year at this site. A new shaft, almost 1.5 kilometres deep, is designed to produce significantly more. The senior construction manager said, "We're going to gain an extra million tonnes a year at significantly reduced operating costs to new mount mining." In international news, patients have been evacuated after Israeli airstrikes damaged a Gaza hospital. Gaza's civil defense agency said Israel's Air Force targeted a building new to the hospital on Sunday. It came minutes after a warning to remove all civilians from the building and destroyed the surgery building and the oxygen station for the ICU units. The strike follows Israel declaring an increase on military offense to Gaza. The Israeli defense minister has called for the hostages to be released, stating, "This is the only way to stop the war." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 20 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.